You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The culture of spying is a bit of an overreach, actually. And so the Greens have been very clear for the decades that protest has been taking place, that we shouldn't really be allowing governments to use their powers to reach into our digital mailboxes. We wouldn't like it for our paper mailboxes. So there's no real surprise that we shouldn't be allowing governments to do it to our email and our social media messaging and so on. So we've been very clear that what are spying powers being used for is something that needs to be asked as well. And we've seen our own government at the end of last year. I was calling out our own government in the past using its powers and teaming up with big industry and big oil to spy on people who are displaying dissent, not people who are a threat to the country's security, people who are actually trying to protect our environment. And so I think it's quite natural for the Greens to be very wary of keeping these spying powers in check.
I read in the press release that talked about the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security getting made into like an officer of Parliament. So like, would that change any of the operations?
We just need to make sure that both the Inspector General, the person who needs to keep our spying powers in check, is fully independent and has as much reach as he or she needs to have. We need to make sure that the committee, that the Parliament committee responsible for oversight of our spying powers, is also accessible and all the information is available to elected representatives. This is all about making sure that we've got all the tools we need, including the Inspector General, including the Parliamentary Committee, that we've got all the tools we need to keep a real monitor on how these spying powers are being used, what purpose they're being used for, and, you know, and calling into question our own sovereign independence. Why are we buddying up with the Five Eyes, the countries, the UK, Australia, the US and Canada, to search people's private communications? And so the erosion of privacy and those liberal freedoms is not to be scoffed at.
What are you hoping will come from this sort of protest?
So I thanked, on the day I travelled to Blenheim and travelled out to the Whitehall Place Flybase for my first time ever. And I really was there to also thank those people, those groups, who were calling governments around the world to account for overextending spying powers.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually the beginning of a fascist state, is extending spying powers merely to people who disagree with government direction or disagree with policy. And I was there to thank people for their ongoing work. There's a discussion that we need to be having in the halls of Parliament if we are serious and genuine in our concern for our nation's security and safety. There are other ways of being able to do that without having unnecessary spying powers and without eroding our privacy, such as using our police to keep to the criminality of activity, which has been done in the past. Rainbow Warrior was called up through police. And so being able to use the agencies we already have to actually have real solutions to protecting our nation's security.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.